Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Ever been curious just how many types of resumes there are out there and which one you should use? What's best to highlight your experience? How best to highlight the value you bring? That's just some of what we're talking about today. You're listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, Kickstart, where we talk about all things career-related to women wanting to work in a non-traditional role in varied industry sectors like the rail, mining, resources, STEM and construction industries. And I really just tell you how it is. It's very straightforward, maybe kind of blunt, I'm usually sassy, but truthful. Sometimes a little bit funny. Well, I think so anyways. Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter, and your host. If you know me, you know how colourful my personality can get. And if you don't know me yet, I promise you, we'll have fun getting to know one another. I really love getting to know my tribe and really excited to be sharing our career experiences, industry knowledge, know-how and insights. So, today is episode 4 and we're going to be talking about resumes, in particular, 4 main types of resumes and some detailed tips, do's and don'ts for writing your resume. Good morning to one and all in Australia and good afternoon to our dear friends in the USA. May your morning or afternoon be pleasant and hassle-free. If you're on your commute home or to work for the day, I hope we can keep you company and provide you all with a little more insight into some much-needed conversations about women transitioning into these industries. So I'll also take this opportunity to say today's episode is brought to you by one of the show's sponsors, Brenjo's Earthmoving Contractors. Brenjo's is a locally family-owned and operated civil contracting business and is keeping on track providing services to the rail and civil construction industries. Brenjo's recognises the importance and advantages of diversity and inclusion within their workforce and fully support women working in the industry. So a big thank you to Brenjo's and a shout out to all the workers out on track and on site today. Back to the show. Today is episode 4 where we're going to be talking about the main types of resumes and what will best suit your experiences. And I'll give you some tips on giving yourself a makeover. Hey, that's a resume makeover. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter. My background is I'm no stranger to wearing high-vis workwear and getting down and dirty in the grease and the coal dust. I have over 30 years' experience within the heavy equipment, earthmoving, rail and civil construction industries. And I hit the track running, so to speak, 7 years ago and now work as a coal train driver. Yes, you heard me right, I drive a coal train and I can honestly and genuinely say I love my job. And my passion now is really wanting to encourage more women to consider these non-traditional roles and careers as I share my knowledge, career experiences and understanding of the industries. So here we are on the radio show. This might be a good time to mention that the radio show does and may contain some adult language at times. Let's get into it. Alrighty, ladies, and to the gents that may be lending their ear out there today, I'm always excited to talk to you guys about a career change and how I hope to make that transition as smooth as possible for you. Today, we're talking about resumes and we're going to be answering a few questions. Your resume is your most powerful tool in telling the story of your professional working history to potential employers. Do you need to review how to write a resume? A well-written resume that highlights your most relevant experience and qualifications or skill sets for the job will help you get selected for an interview. Before you start looking for jobs and completing online job applications, you'll need an updated version of your resume ready to upload. A resume makeover will transform your well-worn and generic resume into an eye-catching representation of who you truly are and what you can offer. First off, What is a resume? Well, the definition of the word resume is a term primarily used to refer to a document that is typically 1 to 2 pages and highlights a candidate's education, experience, and skills. So, how many types of resumes are there? And which type should I use? And does the resume have to be in chronological order? So all of these are super, super common questions, and many people are really curious about what type of resume they should be using when they're starting their career search. So let's dive in here. One of the few questions you want to ask yourself when you're trying to figure out which type of resume you want to use is, what do I want to highlight? And what do I want to stand out the most? What I mean by this is, when someone takes that first glance at your resume, they look at it, what do you want their eyes to go to? Do you want your skills to be displayed first? Do you want your experience to pop out? And this isn't necessarily what's at the very top first line of the page, but it's where their eyes are going to be drawn to initially. Essentially, there are 4 types of resumes out there. However, there are 2 primary styles that are commonly used today. So the 4 types out there, we'll start off. Number 1 is the chronological resume. And this resume is definitely the most popular and it's super simple. So the resume mostly consists of highlighting your experience in terms of career growth. To do this, it focuses on your most recent career experience, and the experience is listed in chronological order, with your most recent position at the top, and going down or working backwards is your previous roles prior to that, in, of course, descending order. This type of resume offers an in-depth look at your career history with an emphasis on experience. Ideally, your chronological resume shows that you've grown throughout your career in a way that's easily readable for hiring managers and recruiters. And what's interesting about the reverse order is that I have seen people who have a chronological resume, but they put their oldest job at the top and they go down to the most recent. And depending on how long the resume is, this is a huge mistake. Because if I'm a recruiter, if I have to scroll, and you don't know if I have to scroll because you don't know how big my computer screen is. So if I have to scroll further down, I might think that you've been out of work since the top job that you list. So for example, I had someone who listed their top job. I think they started their experience back in 2010. At least that's what was first listed on the resume. I'm just thinking like, oh my gosh, what has this person been doing for the past 10 years? And not in a negative way, because there are certainly exceptions, right, for someone to take significant amount of time off for the likes of child rearing or illness, etc. But I scroll down, I'm like, oh, the resume is just back to front. But had I not scrolled, had I not taken the time, this person would have missed out on a really great opportunity. So always list your most recent position at the top and then go down from there. A typical chronological resume contains these parts: name and contact information, resume summary or your objective, professional experience, educational experience, and skills. And this type of resume is going to be the most useful when your experience or your job history or your past positions are what's going to help you get the job you're going after. And under each job role, obviously, you want to put the company you worked for with the title you had and the dates of employment. And I would just list out 3 to 6 bullet points under each position. Keep it short and sweet. Highlight what's important, but you don't want to go on and on and on. You really only want to highlight what's important and leave the rest for the interview. Highlight what the hiring manager or recruiter needs to know when they want to talk to you, okay? Resume number 2 is the functional resume. Now, if you don't have the work experience yet to support an entire chronological resume format, you may choose to highlight your skills and education using a functional resume. This type of resume is going to list out and focus on your type of skills. So realistically, a functional resume is similar to the chronological resume in that it contains the same sections, but they are in a different order. The order of your functional resume will be designed to position you in the best light, your glow, so to speak, in my lingo. Now, say for example you have a degree or a certification in a specific subject, but not a lot of job experience, then you may organise a functional resume to showcase your education achievements. They can also be organised to feature specific skills. So if I was writing a functional resume, my main heading under my skills section might be recruiting skills, Then I'm going to have 3 to 4 bullet points under that. And then my second heading could be leadership skills. And then I'd list 3, 4, 5 bullets under that. And maybe there is another one, like, say, I don't know, customer service skills. You know where I'm going with this, right? So instead of listing recruiter, I'm listing leadership skills. Instead of listing manager, I'm listing recruiting skills versus listing out my job history. In a functional resume, the chronology of experience is less important than featuring the right sections. A functional resume contains these parts: contact information, summary statement, skills group, professional experience, educational experience. Rightio, resume number 3 is the combo resume, and this one's pretty self-explanatory. It's essentially the combination of the chronological and functional resume. So with this one, about half of your resume is going to highlight your experience and the other is going to highlight your skills. So with this one, what I would recommend is instead of listing out, you know, under each possession, under your job history or your job experience section, instead of having 3 to 6 bullets under each position, I would say 2 to 4, so you can leave enough room to highlight those skills on the bottom half of the resume, the skills portion. And finally, our fourth type of resume is a job-specific or targeted resume. And this one could be a combination of all these types of resumes, but it doesn't have to be. This is simply designing and crafting a resume that is very specific to one job with one particular company. And with this, you're likely going to understand the job you're applying for really well. And you're going to know exactly what the hiring manager recruiter needs. And you would have done your research on the position, on the company values, you know, all that good stuff. So you know exactly how to tailor your resume to get to that hiring manager's attention. And that therein is a really important topic to bring up as we're talking about all four of these resumes and resume writing in general, is you really need to be making sure that you're being honest on your resume. Now, I understand as we're highlighting different things, right, on our chronological resume, we're highlighting experience. On our functional resume, we're highlighting our skills, but that doesn't give us the permission to lie or fudge the truth. You want to be truthful. I have seen quite a few job offers get pulled at the background check level because what someone presented to the recruiter in a resume did not match what their actual background was showing. So this is important. Don't lie. It could mean your dream job is taken away, and that's not worth it. So as a quick recap on the types of resumes we have, being the four, number 1 was our chronological, number 2 the functional, number 3 the combination, and number 4 job-specific or targeted resume. However, as I have mentioned, the chronical resume is the most popular for a number of reasons. For one, they offer a time-tested way to submit yourself for a position. Chronological resumes have been a professional standard in job searches used all around the world for over 100 years. In addition to their long history of being effective at obtaining a job, chronological resumes are designed to show growth and development from one job to the next. This makes them a popular choice for candidates who want to make the best impression on employers by showing career advancements and other changes in positions that result in increased responsibility. Now, in saying that, for candidates who don't have the ability to show positive growth and change, the functional resume format may be necessary. So here are some things to consider when deciding to use a functional resume format. If you are re-entering the workforce after a long time away, there are other employment gaps in your history, your job has changed often over the course of your career, or you want to enter a new field, and maybe you don't meet the experience requirements for the job you're applying for. And you know, you guys, throughout your career, you might only use one of these or you might use all four. You decide what is best for you and the positions you're going after and what's going to get you to your goals you have set for yourself. So here are some of my high-level and detailed resume tips. Number 1 is being honest. You have to be honest on your resume, period. No ifs, buts, or ands about it. Do not lie, do not stretch the truth. Simply just be honest in your resume. Number 2 is going to be, what's the goal of your resume? Do you want to get a job in operations? Do you want to get a job in maintenance? Are you targeting a specific company? Are you targeting a specific industry? Are you targeting a specific boss or leader? So before you write your resume or rewrite your resume, figure out what your resume goal is and make sure as you start to tweak and improve and create that resume that you are tailoring it to that goal. Number three is that I'm going to have to have you show your resume to someone or several people and ask them what it is the first thing that they notice. And whatever that thing is, I want you to ask yourself, is that what I want people to notice right away when they look at my resume? Number four is your resume telling the right story? Every resume has a story it's telling, and you want to make sure your resume is telling your story. Number five is, if you were to hand your resume to someone who is not in your industry, would they be able to understand it? This is important, as there are a lot of recruiters who may not understand or fully understand the industry that you're in, and you want to make sure that you're not being overlooked because your resume is too difficult. So as a really silly example, I had at one point saw this resume and the title was like 129482 something something operator. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? And what I would have rather seen was mechanical operator, and then in brackets maybe the technology. And that, of course, I don't even remember what it said because it just didn't make sense. But there was numbers and letters and I'm like, what? Nowhere in the job description was the position this person was applying for. Did it have any of that weird lingo? So I was really thrown off. So if you were to give your resume to someone outside your industry, are they going to understand it? Number six is matching your LinkedIn profile to your resume. And this one is really key because often people who are looking to hire, whether it's recruiters or even hiring managers, will pull someone up on LinkedIn, and sometimes, unfortunately, the information doesn't match. So typically I'm going to say someone's LinkedIn profile is going to be the most accurate of the two. So just making sure your LinkedIn profile and your resume tell the same story. Number seven is, I really recommend that your resume is very clear, concise, and to the point. So oftentimes people will have these huge long paragraphs and they ramble and they go on, and recruiters lose interest so fast. So just be sure that your resume is clear, concise, and to the point. So number eight is, your resume should be clean, neat, really organized, and just simple. You want to take out all the clutter, all the extra fluff that is not needed on your resume, and just make it really organized, clean, neat, and simple. Number nine is having relevant information on your resume. I'll use myself as an example. When I was 16, I worked in a cafe and I was, I think it was technically known as a food service operator. Well, that's no longer relevant, you know, it's over 30 years ago, you know, well over 10 years ago. So if I was wanting to pursue another recruiting position, I'd be making sure the information on my resume is relevant. That is really important. You don't want to put jobs, even skill sets that aren't going to relate to the job you're trying to get. So if I did want a new job in recruiting or in management, my cafe food service experience, you know, from 35 years ago isn't going to be relevant anymore. And number 10 is just understanding the four different types of resumes that we talked about earlier. So the four types of resumes were, number one was the chronological resume, where you're basically listing your most recent position and bringing it back to positions prior. Number two is the functional resume, and this one is most commonly used when you want to highlight the skill set you have versus the experience. Number three was the combination resume. So this is basically one and two combined. And number four being a targeted resume. This one's really specific to either one company, one position, or one leader that you are trying to get the attention of. So now let's dive into a few of the more detail-oriented tips I have for you. First off is, as you're looking at your resume and you're looking at the fonts specifically, it needs to be something that is really easy to use and read. And I'll elaborate on this a little further in the show. Number two is, I recommend you do not use colour. Colours are really hard to read and it's really distracting, and I really honestly cringe if I see any colours on resume. It just drives me crazy. And the most popular use of colour in a resume is just to type it in simple black font in a Word, Google Docs or Pages or, you know, whatever word processing program you're using. A lot of people typically highlight their name and key categories like education, experience, skills, and then everything underneath. And then those headings are simply, or all the font is simply just simple black font. So number three is those same key categories that a lot of people usually would also bold the font. Stay away from italics. Italics are really hard to read and they are distracting. But you want to make some of those key categories pop out on your resume, so use the bold. Number four is specific to your contact information. Your contact information on your resume should be number one at the top half of your resume. It should be easy to find. Recruiters shouldn't have to hunt for your contact information. As a recruiter, if I want to call and tell you what a really great opportunity I have to offer, but your contact information is like on page three at the bottom of your resume, I'm going to be like, what the? This has happened. And especially if you are doing a phone interview where it's maybe the first time the recruiter is trying to find your phone number for you, it can be a little annoying, where I'd be like, okay, how come their contact information isn't on page one in the top half? I myself personally like it right at the very, very top, so it's really easy to find. And so it should include your basic contact information as your name, your phone number, and your email address. Some people include their address. This is really a personal preference, as some people are a little bit nervous about that from a safety perspective. So if you just want to include your city and your state, that's fine. But it's really important that you have both your email address and your phone number. There are certain times when a recruiter can only call someone or they can only email you. And these days, honestly, people's preference is an email anyways. So next is making sure your phone number is on your resume. It's really important, and the phone number you want people to use during that phone interview should be the phone number on your resume. Number five is your education. This one's going to be your high school, TAFE college, university education, typically if you have acquired beyond a high school certificate. So if you have any degrees, whatever the case may be, the education section should have your higher education beyond high school. Now, if you don't have higher education beyond high school certificate, your education will just say high school certificate. And either way, it's totally fine. So again, we're going back to relevant information only, right? Number six is under your skills section. As you're listing out your skills, all of this should be bullet points. Some people like to paragraph out all their skills, and honestly, it's not easy to read, and most people ignore it. Bullet points are really simple. It's really quick to read, and it's easy for someone to skim. Number seven is experience. Your experience section is going to have your job history, and if you are new to the workforce, you might have volunteer experience, that sort of thing. The biggest thing to mention under this is you want to make sure if you have been with the same company but you've been promoted or transferred into different jobs a number of times, that you are putting all of that under one heading. So you have, let's say, your experience and list the company name, and then you indent right, and then you list all your different positions you've held with the bullet points underneath those for, you know, the roles and responsibilities, that sort of thing. So they are just some of my high-level resume tips. Next, we'll dive into do's and don'ts on your resume, but we'll take a quick break as I need a drink of water. Enjoy the tune. We'll be back soon. Thanks for coming back to the show. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I really do appreciate you taking the time to show up and listen and to grow your own career. I really do appreciate you being here. Rightio then, back to the show. So, some tips and tricks on the resume do's and don'ts when applying for a job. I'll just summarise here, but you can email me for a more detailed breakdown of this tip sheet, that is the do's and don'ts to resumes. Rightio, writing your resume to highlight your relevant skills and experience can mean following some best practices for resume writing, such as proper formatting and proofreading. However, there are also some things you want to avoid, like hiding job gaps or embellishing on your skills. You can use the information I'm giving to you today to help you understand all of the resume do's and don'ts when you write your own resume. When you write your resume, there are several important elements you should include. Along with your resume summary or objective, there's work history, education, and relevant skills. You can also include additional elements as they apply to your unique position. So here's the do's that you want to in your resume. Follow a template. Following a template can help guide you through each resume section when you write out your professional details. Additionally, there are many templates to choose from, and that's dependent on your style preferences. For instance, resume templates can be formatted according to the job industry and your level of experience. You should include your skills that match the job description. It's also important that you only include the skills you have developed and are relevant to the job. So an effective approach for ensuring your skills match the job details is to reread the job description Pick out the top skills that the description mentions, then match those requirements with the relevant skills you have. Highlight a combination of your hard skills and soft skills. Plan on highlighting both your hard skills, like expertise at spreadsheeting, and your soft skills, and they can be like effective communication, leadership, and teamwork. These skills can showcase your professional abilities and can increase an employer's interest in your resume. Provide quantifiable examples of past accomplishments. You should also provide quantifiable examples of past accomplishments you made in your career. For instance, if you helped increase your organisation productivity by 50%, you should showcase that in your resume. Doing so can allow employers to get an idea of how you can be an asset and of value to their company. Write a resume summary. Consider using a resume summary rather than an objective. Unless you are entering your career or transitioning into a different career field altogether, writing a resume summary can highlight not only your professional experience, but it can be used to showcase how you plan to achieve goals in your future role. Use impactful creative action words when listing past responsibilities. I love to create powerful statements when listing job responsibilities under your work experience, using impactful verbs like pioneered or initiated. Using these action words shows employers what you can do and exactly how you've succeeded in past roles. Keep your resume to 1 to 2 pages. In some cases, such as an extensive work history, it can be acceptable to submit a 2 to 3 page resume. However, most of the information relevant to a job description can be formatted to 1 page. Keeping your resume 1 page long can allow employers to scan through every detail more quickly than if you had 2 or 3 pages of skills and experience. Proofread and check for grammatical errors. Make sure you proofread and check for grammatical errors in your resume. If you have time, have a friend or family member read through it to double check your work. Fix any typos, spelling errors, and any other style issues before submitting your job application. Write in an active voice to add interest and show impact. It's also effective to keep your tone active within your resume. Starting statements with impactful verbs and including specific examples of your success can help you keep your resume in active voice rather than passive voice. Optimise for applicant tracking systems. Now, in relation to ATS, applicant tracking systems, this may be a whole new world to you and you may not know about the system. So I'll try to summarise this as best I can here and now. An applicant tracking system, ATS, is a software application that enables the electronic handling of recruitment and hiring needs from receiving resumes to hiring employers. An ATS can be implemented or accessed online at varying levels of businesses, depending on the needs of the organisation. ATSs are designed for recruitment tracking purposes. In many cases, they filter applications automatically based on given criteria such as keywords. That in itself is a major key factor of an ATS, keywords. Then it looks at skills, former employers, years of experience and schools, education attended. This has caused many to adapt resume optimization techniques similar to those used in search engine optimization when creating and formatting their resume. The principal function of an ATS is to provide a central location and database for a company's recruitment efforts. ATSs are built to better assist management of resumes and applicant information. Data is either collected via the ATS located on the company website or is extracted from applicants on job boards. Most job and resume boards, Seek, Indeed, LinkedIn, have partnerships with ATS software providers to provide powering support and data migration from one system to another. Do plan to optimise your resume with keywords and phrases from the job description. Many organisations use applicant tracking software, ATS, to sort through resumes, and including specific skill words in your resume that you see mentioned in the job description can increase the chances that an organisation's ATS will retain your resume for an employer's review. I'm not sure whether I've mentioned before or not that hiring managers and recruiters spend an average of 6 seconds scanning your resume, but that's only if your resume passes the initial screening of an applicant tracking system, or ATS. An IBM executive who is an expert on these systems estimated that 90% of large companies nowadays use ATSs. I think it's very rare to find a large company without one. So in today's world, your resume has to stand out to humans and robots alike. So here are some tips to help your resume get past the ATS and into the hands of a hiring manager or recruiter. Focus on keyword quality, not quantity. ATSs do search for relevant keywords, but they also scan for keyword stuffing or fluffing. For example, if you're applying for a marketing manager position, writing manage marketing as marketing manager for marketing firm Ace Marketing Management would likely be filtered out as overstuffed resume. A good way to gauge just how often you should use a certain keyword is to see how many times it is used in the job posting advert and stay close to that number. KISS, keep it simple, silly, that old adage. When it comes to formatting your resume, that is, keep it simple, silly. And ATS takes your resume and passes it, turning it into a text format so it can be easily searched. When there is lots of logos, pictures, etc., it makes for more difficult for the ATS to simplify. As well, stick to standard fonts like Arial and Times New Roman. The ATS cannot read fancy or customised fonts. Proofread, proofread, proofread. As we always say, never rely on spell check. An ATS is searching for specific words and does not account for any spelling mistakes. Even one error can cause the ATS to trash your resume. So make sure you double, triple, quadruple check your spelling. Stick to standard titles. You may think professional experience sounds better, but it's best to stick to the basics when it comes to section titles. Use work experience instead of professional experience or professional profile. No headers or footers. It can be hard to fit everything you want into a 1 to 2 page resume, but do not resort to using header or footer space, not even for your contact information. ATSs often just look at the page content and ignore headers and footers. Same as no lines, no tables. Avoid breaking up your resume using tables, even if they have invisible borders, and lines that stretch across the page. Some ATSs will view these as stops and are unable to scan the entire resume past that line or table. Remember your personality. Yes, the ATS is a robot, but the hope is your resume eventually will make its way to human hands. You want to ensure to balance your resume, but making it legible and easy to read for an ATS, but also not making it so tailored that it feels cold. Start building your resume that passes the ATS and human test today. Now, here's the don'ts to avoid in your resume. You can use the following tips to help you avoid these resume don'ts. First, avoid including unrelated or irrelevant hobbies and interests, like your sporting or your fishing or your camping. It's a good idea to avoid listing any of these unrelated hobbies or interests. You can include related details such as any professional groups or networking or community volunteer work that you've done. Leave out your high school activities. As you progress through your career, your high school accomplishments and activities become less relevant, especially if you hold a university degree or college degree and you have experience in your field. You might list internships or study programs that you've participated in instead. Avoid copying the exact job description for your resume. While you do want to match your skills to what's required for the job, be sure you avoid copying the exact description to use in your resume. Instead, list 3 to 5 key skills and requirements from the description and create your resume around them. Leave out the resume objectives. Resume objectives can generally be reserved for entry-level candidates and candidates who are transitioning out of their current careers entirely. Opt for a resume or professional summary instead, where you can highlight your expertise, accomplishments, and your capabilities for the job. Skip the bright colours and whimsical fonts. It can be acceptable and even attractive to use subdued colours and neutral fonts, like dark blue or grey. However, I suggest avoid colours altogether. Opt for traditional print, like Arial, Verdana or Sans, and in black, simple black colour. Avoid using coloured resume paper. Some resume paper comes in bright colours than the traditional white or ivory. However, opt for one of these traditional paper colours and avoid using any colours, bright colours. Hiding job gaps on your resume. Avoid time gaps on your resume and online profiles. If you have a gap in your resume between jobs, avoid hiding it. Instead, list your experience as you would normally and prepare to explain your job gap during future interviews. If you have any volunteer experience or projects related to the job that filled your job gap, you might include that on your resume to showcase your accomplishments between jobs. Fill in the gaps in your resume with strategic volunteering, like school P&C, canteen, and community work, sporting clubs, charities. Note the word I said, strategic. Look for opportunities that are relevant to the career you want to pursue or will help build skills you are lacking. Honestly, filling in these time gaps with such work is better than irrelevant fluff. Omit the reference statement. Employers usually contact employee references in any case, so creating a whole resume section for your references and then stating available on request can appear unprofessional. Instead, either include 2 to 3 of your professional references or omit the section entirely. Avoid embellishing on your experience and skills. It's important to avoid embellishing your skills and expertise in your resume too. Keep your skills and experience honest in detail and highlight the abilities that make you the best fit for the job. Now, I like to think of a resume makeover as to the likening of that of a quality diamond. Yes, I love my bling, real or faux, because diamonds are formed deep within the Earth's crust under extremes of heat and pressure. Like the saying goes, a diamond is simply a lump of coal that did well under pressure. Now, the diamonds usually contain unique birthmarks called inclusions, which are imperfections of the diamond itself. These tiny natural blemishes and inclusions are microscopic and do not affect a diamond's beauty in any way. No single diamond is absolutely perfect, and each and every diamond is unique. So you're thinking, what is she going on about? What am I talking about? I'm talking about you, me, and them. We all have our own tiny inclusions. However unique we are all one of a kind individual, and we have many facets that shine through and make us stand out from the rest. When we're talking of diamonds, you need to look for the 4 C's: carat, colour, clarity, and cut. So now I'm asking you to define your 4 C's with a twist, of course, to allow yourself the opportunity to really stand out from the others. Let's look within yourself for our 4 C's. And the 4 C's I talk are clarity, choice, chance, and change. So here's my interpretation of the 4 C's. Clarity is internal characteristics of natural diamonds, and it's what gives the diamond its character and uniqueness. So I say, be sure to highlight your uniqueness and your clarity for the road ahead. Choice is it's your choice to gather and reflect as much light as possible. Light performance is measured by 3 factors: brilliance, fire, and sparkle. Let your qualities shine for all they're worth. Chance. Take the chance to ensure yourself a lifetime of value to an employer. Make people remember you provide a special kind of value they can't find anywhere else. The last is change. Change is the most important of the 4 C's because it has the greatest influence on a diamond's sparkle. You must be willing to accept change. Now, the resume makeover is where it all starts, in polishing and divulging your true beauty and sparkle of the diamond you are yourself. Where you shine and give off your glow and stand out amongst the others like a true diamond in the rough. Your resume is your best opportunity to tell the story about your career. So make sure you're telling a good story, one that makes you look like a loyal, dependable candidate. If it's not, your resume won't get a second glance from any HR officer or recruiter. Above all, your resume needs to be consistent, concise, and clear and easy to read. While it's only a page or two in length, a resume is one of the most important parts of a job application. So those are my tips. We've gone over high-level tips, gone over more details. I've given you some do's and don'ts for your resume. The last couple of things I want to leave you with is, as you're applying for jobs and sending your resume to people, always ensure your resume is in PDF format. You don't know what type of computer they're going to be using, and you don't know what type of program they are going to be using to open your resume. So most often, different programs don't talk well to each other, and different software will actually mess up your resume. So I can tell oftentimes, you know, let's say someone might use a Mac to type up their resume in Pages, but I might open it up on Microsoft Word on a Windows computer, and the formatting is just all jacked up. It looks terrible. It's really hard to focus. It's hard to read. So always just save a copy in PDF format, and it will keep your formatting, and it will make all of your hard work look neat and nice and easy to read. And then my last tip for you is, as you're going on your interview and as you're printing off your resume, take the extra time to print your resume on resume paper. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. And 9 times out of 10, yes, the people you're going to be interviewing with have a copy of your resume. They've already printed out. But your professional copy that you hand over just adds that extra touch of uniqueness that you can make yourself stand out with. If you're going to print out on resume paper, you also need to make sure that the watermark is right side up. So oftentimes people print it backwards, upside down. I'm just like, oh gosh, if you're going to take the time, just do it right. So if you're going to do it right. Otherwise, just print it on normal paper. Writing a resume can be hard work, and often it's a good idea to get help if you are unsure. Having successful women sit you down and say, no, you have a great resume. You might want to change these couple of things, but you're a really good fit, and this is why. Well, there is just no substitute for this kind of advice. It's huge. Grab hold of it. So that's it. That's all I have. Those are my resume tips, do's and don'ts. So we'll now kick off our heels and go to the take five. A takeaway for today. There is one vital hack to lifting up your heels like nobody else has, and that's being able to articulate your value creatively in ways that your competition can't. How you tell your story makes all the difference. Create a resume that shows you're ready for the curveballs your new role might serve you, because you so totally are. Here are your take five tips for your resume makeover. 1. Preparation is key. Cleanse, exfoliate, and clean up that CV. 2. Apply the foundation. Create a good CV base. 3. Use mascara. Highlight your skill sets. It draws attention to your vision. 4 is lip shape. Always exercise utilizing keywords to complement your tone. And 5 is highlight. Illuminate. Get your glow on. And lastly, here's your safety share for today. A makeover shouldn't turn you into someone else. It should lead to a better you. That's what the makeover is about. You, only better. They're great wise words from Oprah Winfrey. So that's it. That was pretty well full throttle or pedal to the metal today. Okay, you guys, I hope you found this information helpful and valuable and gave you something to think about, or maybe many things to think about again. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I really do appreciate you taking the time to show up and listen and to grow your own career. Where are we? Come back next week, where we're going to be talking about interviewing and how interviewing and dating are very similar. Yes, you heard me right. Got you intrigued? It's a date then. Today's episode was brought to you by Brenjo's Earth Moving Contractors. They're keeping on track. Make sure to follow me on my Kick-Ass Women or Jo Sainsbury's social media pages, if you haven't already, where we will break down this episode throughout the week. And I would really love to hear from you guys. I love it when you reach out and you give me your feedback and any suggestions you may have for topics you may wish for me to discuss on the radio show in regards to women pursuing a career within these industries. Also, if there is something you're struggling with, or if you're wanting additional help with, you want to dig deeper, you need some direction, maybe you need help with your resume or career coaching, let me know. And if I can help out, I'd very much love to. You can send me an email. My email is Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au, or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/kickasswomenaustralia. And be sure to stay tuned for future episodes. I'd love to hear from you, so show some love for your new radio show by leaving me a review on BBS Radio Network, Kickass Radio. Well, that's it. That's all for today's show of Kickass Radio. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. You guys rock. Go out there and have a great day or evening. Keep in touch. Poscoms. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow-getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.